Jason, Lee, how are you feeling?
A little bit disappointed, obviously. You know, we've gone out on penalties today, but, you know, we couldn't have asked any more of the lads, putting absolutely everything. You know, and obviously it wasn't to be today, but like I said, you know, the fans have seen a great game of football here today and they've seen that we've gave absolutely everything.
And Jason, on the point of effort, you know, the fans applauding all the players at the end of the game, quite rightly, at least it wasn't for a lack of effort that would have been the worst thing.
That was never going to be the case. We knew the players would put their bodies on the line, as you saw. People was throwing themselves all over the place to try and keep the ball out of the goal, and there was people that was maybe carrying little niggles and knocks, and you know, on another day, if it didn't mean so much, maybe we wouldn't have played. But listen, the players, since we've been involved, myself and Lee, have given us everything, and it's been down to us sometimes to hold them back, because you know, you have to look after their welfare, their health at the end of the day. And the fans, I'm sure, can appreciate what they've seen today. What a fantastic game football it was. It was an exciting game, great game to be involved with, and to go out on penalties is no disgrace. So the players should be really, really proud of themselves. I know we are. We've told them, yes, by all means, be upset, but move forward, you know, get on with it.
And you won't want to play the blame game now, but what do you put the defeat overall down to over the two legs?
I don't put it down to anything. I just hold my hands up, and as players and pros, two fantastic goals, home and away. They scored two great goals. If you take those goals out, you know, we win the game, don't we? So away from home, they score a 35-yard free kick. You know, top corner, no matter what level you're playing at, that's going in all day. Maybe we had a penalty. Well, we did have a penalty, a good penalty appeal turned away. You know, that was a big turning point from our point of view. Today, they scored another great goal, the boys stamped. Can't imagine he scores many of those. You know, take those two goals out, we've been more than a match for Guiseley. You know, we've been all over them in both games. We've had very good moments. We've won the game today in terms of scoring more goals than them. We've hit a crossbar. All these little bits, you know, go into it at the end of the day. And if it goes to penalties, you just don't know what's going to happen in penalties. You know, let's be honest. And world-class players have missed penalties. That's why the players should not be upset or feel ashamed.
And it's better that you lost, Lee, to, you know, a good team that really went out today and they didn't park the bus.
No. I think we knew that anyway. They was going to come out, obviously, maybe a little bit cautious, you know, coming into the game 1-0 up. But we've got the early goal in the end, and then they had to come out and play. You know, that's what we was going for. We didn't know if it was going to come or not. We would have just kept playing as normal. But at the end of the day, Guiseley, good luck to them in the final. You know, I think when it got to penalties there, it was anyone can win it. And, you know, we're obviously fingers crossed and praying that it was us, but it weren't to be. Their keepers pulled off a couple of good saves there. So, you know, good luck to them in the final.
And a couple of times you showed exactly why this team has done so well in recent years. Just don't know when they're beaten.
No, and that's, you know, that's what we've done all season. I think we saw it here, Alfreton 2-0 down, won the game 3-2 against a team that didn't lose many games. Today as well, you know, on aggregate, obviously, we wasn't in front, but we just keep going and going. And that's what we've, you know, always done since I came to this club. We score late goals, we just keep going. And I think that's a credit to all the boys, because they never know when they're beaten. And, you know, we've got a lot of lads in there that are winners, and that's what you want in a football club.
Jason, big gate today, over 2,500. A word on the fans?
Fantastic. You know, they've supported us home and away, proving that, you know, in terms of this division, ourselves and Telford, you know, regarded as big clubs, and with that sort of support, that sort of support would definitely take you into the conference and even League Two. So, great support. If we can keep building, if the team can keep progressing, we know there'll be even more people that come in to watch Boston. And, you know, the future's bright for Boston. They need to remain positive and upbeat. And, you know, fair play to the club, the chairman and everybody involved, the people behind the scenes who don't get enough credit, you know. Everybody's worked really, really hard at this club to not only keep the club going, but to be involved in days like this. So, you know, well done. Credit to everybody involved with the club, the supporters, Tea Lady, the players, everybody. You know, everybody should be very, very proud of their team.
Lee, would you prefer to have taken the penalty shootout in front of the town end?
I think so, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's another lottery that it can be at either end. So, you know, they've obviously chose to come this end. It would have been obviously better there, a bit more maybe intimidating for their players. But to be fair to their players, you know, they've scored their penalty.